At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Jyotish Case Studies. We are continuing the series of mapping intelligence, 9 types of intelligence proposed by Howard Gardner. And we are trying to see how we can derive the jewels of what kind of intelligence people really possess behind the scenes, what goes on in the brain behind the scenes of people. And we are examining some celebrities. This one, many people in US might know about this guy. He invented his own religion. Imagine that. So let's see what went on in the brain of this gentleman. Okay, this is the Church of Scientology founders. People who don't know about this, just a brief introduction of who this guy is. This guy is an American religious organizer and writer. Ron Hubbard founded the Church of Scientology to manifest the message of his popular book Dianetics, which promotes the philosophy of self-realization and self-fulfillment through rehabilitating one's soul. See, this happened in 1950s, okay? You got to wrap your head around this. Jyotish, although the constellation stars and nakshatras and all the rest of it is always the same, it plays out in context to what is called as Desh, Kal and Patra. Means it is relevant to a specific time and place. What happened a couple of millennia ago in the human civilization is not necessary that will happen in 2025, or what happened back in 1950s when this guy came around and he concocted his own brand of religion. Lots of cults in America, as many people know. So what does that stem from? 1950s was a time of revolution in America in discovering or trying to get their heads around as a civilization around spirituality. Lots of things were emerging at that time. It's a time of revolutions of mental thinking. Famous quote of Ron Hubbard is, freedom is for honest people. No man who is not himself honest can be free. He is in his own trap. A civilization is as great as its dreams, and its dreams are dreamt by artists. See there? Right there you can see the mindset of the man, isn't it? So I'll put up the chart of L. Ron Hubbard and give some more details here before we can get into the main podcast of intelligence analysis. So let us see this. First of all, Scorpio ascendant, Jyeshtha Nakshatra. So everything to do with wanting to feel superior. Jyeshtha Nakshatra ascendant people think of themselves as elders. That's the Nakshatra theme. You can go through my Nakshatra playlist in the channel if you want. Second thing I see, Jupiter with Ketu in the 12th house. Very, very dominant, isn't it? That's what concocts new religions. See, Jupiter, Ketu in the 12th house. Also, what is opposite to it is Saturn and Rahu together in Aries. Now, Rahu in Aries does very well. Saturn in Aries is very frustrated. It's like it's saying, I don't find any meaning in life. This is what this Saturn placement says, along with Rahu. I do not find any meaning in life unless I invent something new. He wants to start something new, and he did. His own religion. Imagine that. Jupiter Ketu in the 12th gave all the impetus for that. Jupiter by itself is a good guru. But when you place it with Ketu, it becomes liberalist. A very liberal mindset where any planet is placed in Libra, isn't it? Now, Ketu is a Karaka along with Jupiter, when placed like this, is a Karaka of spirituality itself. But Ketu in Swati Nakshatra, now that's where things get tricky. Swati Nakshatra wants to say, I want to have it my way. I don't care about the collective, individualistic things matter. That's what this Ketu placement says, essentially. So these two aspects, 1 and 7, Aries and Libra, placed in 6th house and 12th house. made this guy make a whole religion by itself. Okay? That's what these kind of placements give out. So you got to be careful of how you evaluate the charts. If you need some help with the reading, if you want to have a backdrop of my services of mapping intelligence for your clients as counselors, as psychiatrists, as in the mainstream, you can get in touch with me. Now let's listen in to the rest of the intelligence analysis of Mr. L. Ron Hubbard. Listen in.
Life, Love, and the Intelligence Architecture of L. Ron Hubbard, a Vedic Astrology Case Study. L. Ron Hubbard's chart opens with Scorpio rising at 27 degrees 50 in Jyeshtha, Pada 4, a placement that instantly marks him as a figure of power, secrecy, psychological depth, and charismatic authority. Jyeshtha natives often carry a sense of destiny and seniority. They operate from behind the scenes, command influence, and possess an unusual mastery over human psychology. Scorpio's intensity combined with Jyeshtha's authority gave Hubbard his compelling magnetism, his ability to dominate a room, and his instinctive understanding of hidden fears, desires, and vulnerabilities in others. His identity was built around control, depth, secrecy, and influence, all traits that shape the creation and structure of Scientology. His Sun and Mercury conjunct in Aquarius in Purva Bhadrapada created a visionary, unconventional, rebellious intellect. Purva Bhadrapada gives duality, an outer persona that appears rational, structured, and intellectual, and an inner world that is mystical, intense, and morally ambiguous. It produces philosophical radicals, ideologues, metaphysical experimenters, and system builders. Hubbard's Sun-Mercury combination shows the mind of someone who invents frameworks, constructs ideologies, and communicates them with conviction. Aquarius added futurism, reformist energy, and detachment. Purva Bhadrapada added metaphysical obsession, extremism, and the urge to lead others into a new worldview. His moon in Leo and Maga added the dramatic presence, self-importance, mythic self-narration, and royal emotional style that became a signature of his public persona. Maga moons live through legacy, recognition, and ancestral authority. They want to be seen as figures of greatness. Hubbard's exaggerated autobiographical claims, heroic storytelling, and self-mythologizing are classic MAGA expressions. Emotionally, he needed admiration, loyalty, and an audience. And he built a movement that guaranteed him both. His Mars and Sagittarius in Uttara Ashada gave him missionary zeal, conviction, moral absolutism, and relentless drive. Uttara Ashada natives fight for ideological causes and often create movements around principles they believe will save people. Mars in this nakshatra gave Hubbard the warrior-like intensity to defend Scientology, confront governments, engage in litigation warfare, and pursue his ambitions with extraordinary endurance. His Venus in Pisces in Ravati gave emotional imagination, symbolic creativity, and a deep, intuitive feel for storytelling, myth-making, and emotional persuasion. Ravati Venus is sensitive, mystical, and artistic. But in Hubbard's case, it also contributed to crafting elaborate spiritual cosmologies and emotionally compelling narratives that drew followers. His Jupiter retrograde in Libra in Vishaka gave intellectual charisma, persuasive diplomacy, and the ability to form alliances, but also dual morality and internal philosophical conflict. Vishaka natives are driven toward decisive pursuit of a chosen goal. Jupiter here made Hubbard persuasive, ideological, and capable of building a movement that blurred spiritual, psychological, and organizational boundaries. His Saturn in Aries in Ashwini created lifelong tension around authority, independence, and impulsive leadership. Saturn here often produces individuals who reject external control and insist on crafting their own laws, structures, and methods, exactly as Hubbard did. This Saturn also pushes the native to heal or fix others through systems of their own invention, linking to his creation of auditing and Dianetics. Rahu in Bharani and Ketu in Swati generated powerful karmic impulses toward taboo-breaking creativity, psychological manipulation, reinvention, and spiritual commercial experimentation. This axis made him intensely driven, highly persuasive, and endlessly restless. These placements shaped not only who Hubbard was, but precisely how he built Scientology through his unique blend of intelligences. Hash linguistic intelligence, constructed mythology, persuasion, and narrative control. Hubbard's linguistic intelligence was profound and deeply influential, Sun Mercury in Purva Bhadrapada gave him the power to construct vast narrative systems filled with metaphysics, symbolism, and psychological resonance. Maga Moon added theatrical storytelling. Ravati Venus infused emotional and imaginative depth. He used this in several ways. 1. Creating an entire spiritual language, Scientology terminology. He coined hundreds of new words, processes, and concepts. Thetans, engrams, auditing, clear, OT levels, a classic Purva Bhadrapada Aquarius expression of invention through language. Stash 2. Mythic self-narration. Maga Moon made him his own heroic protagonist. He shaped his biography into a mythic story. Explorer, war hero, philosopher, visionary, persuasive writing. His early science fiction work, his bulletins, his tech, and his lectures all relied on linguistic charisma. Hubbard weaponized linguistic intelligence to tell stories people believed, to define spiritual reality for followers, and to create a language that bonded his community. Visual, spatial intelligence, world-building, symbol craft, and structural ideology. This intelligence was used not for art, but for constructing systems, cosmologies, and institutional architecture. Venus in Ravati gave him visual imagination. Aquarian Sun Mercury gave structural vision. Vishaka Jupiter gave system building capacity. He used this intelligence to 1. Create complex cosmological models. Thetans, past lives, galactic histories, layered spiritual hierarchies, these are visual spatial abstractions turned into doctrine. 2. Design multi-layered organizational charts. The Sea Org, ethics grading, OT levels, division structures, all are mapped like a hierarchical architecture. Craft directional imagery symbols, uniforms, naval rank structures, visual cues that imply authority and belonging. Hubbard's visual spatial intelligence expressed itself as institutional mythology. Logical mathematical intelligence, systems creation, auditing technology, and psychological algorithms. Hubbard possessed a distinct form of logic, not scientific, but pattern-based, intuitive, and structured. Mars in Uttara Ashada provided discipline strategy. Saturn and Ashwini added a systemizer impulse. Mercury in Aquarius created abstract structural thinking. He used this to 1. Develop auditing as a psychological framework, the E-meter, engram models, repetitive processes, these are algorithmic structures. 2. Construct hierarchies and protocols. Training routines, ethics grading, and codified tech reflect programmed logic. 3. Strategize control systems. Scientology's legal, administrative, and behavioral systems follow an internal logic of reinforcement, his logical mathematical intelligence expressed as an ability to codify human behavior. Interpersonal intelligence, charisma, recruitment, leadership, influence. Hubbard's interpersonal intelligence was one of his most powerful assets. Maga Moon gave performative emotional presence. Vishaka Jupiter added charm and persuasion. Bharani Rahu added hypnotic attraction. He used this intelligence to wield loyal followings. People felt personally seen, chosen, and elevated in his presence. Classic Maga Rahu energy. 2. Train leaders. He could identify, shape, and motivate individuals into high-demand roles. 3. Negotiate, manipulate, influence. Vishaka Jupiter masters persuasion through emotional pressure plus logic. Interpersonal intelligence was central to building his empire. He could read people, shape people, and bind people into a cause. Intrapersonal intelligence, self-mythology, identity crafting, and emotional engineering. Hubbard's intrapersonal intelligence was complex. Scorpio Ascendant gave self-awareness and emotional terrain. Purva Bhadrapada Sun gave existential reflection. Ketu and Swati added psychological detachment. Jupiter retrograde added inner philosophical contemplation. He used this intelligence to 1. Create a persona that served his goals. He understood how to craft an identity that inspired devotion. 2. Study his own emotional patterns. Self-observation allowed him to discover what influenced his own mind and then externalize that into systems. 3. Experiment internally. He treated his psyche as a laboratory, often pushing himself into altered states, intense experiences, and psychological thresholds. His intrapersonal intelligence fueled his self-construction. Existential intelligence. Metaphysics, spiritual invention, radical meaning-making. This was one of Hubbard's strongest intelligences. Purva Bhadrapada. Sun Mercury is inherently metaphysical. Scorpio Ascendant seeks hidden truths. Ketu and Swati dissolves conventional meaning. Jupiter in Vishakha seeks philosophical conquest. He used this intelligence to, 1. Construct a new spiritual framework. Dianetics and Scientology are systems built to explain suffering, identity, and consciousness. 2. Explore the idea of immortality. Thetans, past lives, and spiritual sovereignty reflect existential exploration. 3. Create a doctrine that addresses fear and purpose. He understood human existential anxiety and built a system offering certainty, mastery, and transcendence. His existential intelligence is the root of his world-redefining ideology. Naturalist intelligence, symbolic nature, environmental intuition. Though not traditionally ecological, his naturalist intelligence expressed symbolically. Ravati Venus senses flow and movement of life. Maga Moon feels ancestry and natural cycles. Bharani Rahu is tied to birth-death metaphors. He used this to 1. Create symbolic cosmologies based on natural archetypes. Fire, water, storms, space, origin myths, nature metaphors permeate his work. Understand rhythms of human behavior. He recognized cycles, patterns, and emotional weather in groups. Bodily kinesthetic intelligence, command presence, and physical leadership. Mars in Uttara Ashada gives physical authority. Rahu in Bharani gives sensual expressiveness. Saturn in Ashwini gives disciplined motion over time. He used this to 1. Project commanding presence. His physical stance, voice, gestures, all were calibrated forms of influence. 2. Engage in adventurous persona crafting. Naval imagery, uniforms, expedition stories, all tied to kinesthetic identity. 3. Perform leadership physically. His body communicated dominance. Love and relationships. Hubbard's relational world was shaped by Venus in Ravati, romantic idealism, emotional allure, Moon in Maga, need for loyalty and admiration, Rahu in Bharani, intense desire, dramatic relational patterns, Ketu in Swati, detachment, unpredictability, Scorpio ascendant, secrecy, control, emotional power games, Saturn in Aries, karmic lessons through conflict and self-assertion. He loved dramatically, demanded loyalty, and struggled with emotional transparency. His relationships served emotional, psychological, and sometimes strategic roles. The Venus-Moon-Rahu combination produced both powerful attraction and emotional turbulence. The final picture. Hubbard's chart reveals a rare intelligence configuration. Linguistics, intelligence, myth-making. Visual spatial intelligence, system building, logical mathematical intelligence, structured doctrines, interpersonal intelligence, charismatic recruitment, intrapersonal intelligence, identity shaping, existential intelligence, creating a new religion, naturalist intelligence, symbolic cosmologies, kinesthetic intelligence, commanding physical presence. Every one of these intelligences was deployed in constructing Scientology, shaping its doctrines, its organizational structure, his personal mythology, and the emotional architecture he infused into his teachings. This is the life of a man who used his entire psychological spectrum, shadow and brilliance alike, to build an ideological world powerful enough to endure beyond his lifetime.